Ne parle pas. Don't talk. This is a simple imperative sentence. Ni. Ne. Is the negative particle in French, used to make a sentence negative. Parle. Parle. Is the second person singular present tense form of the verb. Parler. Which means, to speak. Pas. Pas. Is a negative adverb, which means, not. So, the entire sentence means, don't speak, or, don't talk. N'attends pas. Don't wait. The sentence is a negative imperative, meaning it is a command telling someone not to do something. N is a contraction of ne and pas, meaning not. Attends is the third person singular present tense form of the verb attendre, which means to wait. Pas is a negative adverb that means not. The exclamation point signifies that the sentence is an exclamation. N'attendez pas. Don't wait. This sentence uses the negative imperative form of the verb attendre. Attendre. To wait. N is the negative particle used before the verb in the imperative. Attendez is the second person plural imperative form of the verb attendre. Attendre. Pas is the negative adverb, meaning, not. Therefore, the entire sentence means, don't wait. This is a command, telling someone, or a group of people not to wait. Le devoir m'appelle. This means, duty calls me. Breakdown. Le. This is the definite article, the, in masculine singular form. Devoir. This is the noun, duty, which is masculine in gender. M. This is the contracted form of me plus appel. Appel. This is the verb, to call, in the third person singular present tense. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the concept of subject-verb-object word order. Le devoir is the subject of the sentence and performs the action of the verb. Appel is the verb, which means to call. And M is the object of the sentence and is being called by the subject. Also, the use of the verb appeler in this context highlights the notion that one is being called to a higher purpose. In this case, the duty is calling the speaker, which is why it uses a more formal version of to call. The speaker is summoned to action. The contracted form M signifies that the speaker is the one being called. It adds a personal touch. Regardez les faits en face. This means look at the facts straight on. Here's a breakdown. Regardez is the imperative form of the verb. Regardez, meaning, to look. It is in the second person plural form, meaning, you all, or, you, in a formal context. Le is the definite article in the plural form, meaning, the. Fait is the plural form of the noun. Fait, meaning, fact. Or is a preposition meaning, in, or, at. Face is a noun meaning, face. The phrase implies that one should confront reality, and not avoid difficult truths. The literal translation is, look at the facts in the face. This phrase is common in many languages, and is a call for someone to be realistic, and objective. English translation, face reality. Breakdown. Rendstoy, This is the imperative form of the verb render. To render, to give back, to make. Here, it is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is directed at one person. You. The s at the end is the usual ending for the second person singular imperative form in French. Toi. This is the reflexive pronoun, yourself, used as the direct object of the verb, render. It emphasizes that the action of rendering is being done to oneself. Al evidence. This is a prepositional phrase, meaning, to the evidence. A is the preposition, to, and al evidence is the feminine noun, evidence. L is the contracted form of le and la, which is used when a noun starts with a vowel sound. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This mood is used to give commands or instructions. Reflexive pronoun. A reflexive pronoun refers back to the subject of the verb, indicating that the subject is both the performer and the receiver of the action. Prepositional phrase. A prepositional phrase consists of a preposition followed by its object. It provides additional information about the verb or noun in the sentence.
Rendez-vous à l'évidence.
This means, face the evidence. Let's break it down.
Rendez-vous
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rendre,
meaning, to give, or, to render. In this case, it translates to, face, or, confront. À is a preposition meaning, to, or, at.
L'évidence
is the feminine singular form of the noun.
L'évidence,
meaning evidence or reality. This phrase emphasizes acknowledging and confronting the truth, even if it is uncomfortable.
Le plein.
Full.
Le
is the masculine definite article meaning the.
Plein
is a masculine adjective meaning full or full tank in the context of gasoline.
Soyez gentil.
Please be kind. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or make a request.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Être.
To be. It's conjugated in the second person plural, you all.
Gentil
is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Gentil.
Kind. The sentence translates to, please be kind.
Trouve un emploi.
Find a job. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Breakdown.
Trouve
is the imperative form of the verb.
Trouver.
To find. In the imperative, you remove the subject pronoun.
Tu,
which means you, and use the infinitive form of the verb. This form of the verb is used for commands or requests.
A
is an indefinite article, meaning a or an. In this context, it means any.
Emploi
means job or employment. Translation for eSpeak NG. Trouve un emploi.
Trouve un boulot.
Find a job. The sentence, trouve un boulot, is a command, meaning it is telling someone to do something.
Trouve
is the imperative form of the verb, trouver.
Trouver.
Which means, to find. The imperative form is used when giving commands. Un.
A.
Is the indefinite article meaning, a, or, an. Boulot.
Boulot.
Is a slang term for, job, or, work. The sentence can also be translated as, get a job.
Suivez Tom.
Follow Tom. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Suivez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Seen.
To follow. The imperative form is used to give commands directly to someone.
Tom.
Is the name of the person being addressed.
See Tom.
I am Tom. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
The verb see
is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
et.
To be.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence.
See the
follow him. This sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command or instruction.
See
is the imperative form of the verb
seem.
To follow. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to one person, you.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning him. The sentence directly translates to follow him.
Suivez-le.
Follow him. This sentence is a command in the imperative form, using the verb
suivre
to follow, conjugated in the second person singular.
Suivez
is the imperative form of the verb
suivre,
which means to follow. The
a
ending is removed from the infinitive, and the
z
is added to form the imperative.
Le
is the direct object pronoun meaning him. It refers to a male person previously mentioned or understood in the context. Is the exclamation mark, indicating a forceful command.
Oublie Tom.
Forget Tom. This is a very simple sentence with the verb oublier.
Oublier.
To forget, conjugated in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command. The sentence is addressing the listener directly. The direct object is Tom, it is the person the listener should forget.
Oublier Tom.
Forget Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative.
Oublier
is the verb, to forget, in the imperative form, second person plural. This means it's telling you all to forget.
Tom
is the direct object of the verb, indicating the person or thing to be forgotten.
Oublie-le.
Forget him. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. The verb
oublier
to forget is in the imperative form, which is the same as the infinitive for the to you form. The pronoun
le
him is the direct object of the verb.
Oublier-le.
Forget about it. This sentence is in the
imperatif
imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The subject pronoun
to
you is understood but not explicitly stated. The verb
oublier
to forget is conjugated in the
imperative
for the second person singular.
Oublie.
The object pronoun
le
him slash it is placed before the verb. So the sentence literally translates to forget him slash it. But in English, we often use forget about it in this context.
Feel.
This is a command to indicate that you want to save a file. It's a common command used in many computer programs. The word
fichier
means file in French.
Pardonnez-moi.
Excuse me. This is a simple and polite way to get someone's attention or to apologize for something minor. Pardonnez-moi is the formal form of excuse me. It is often used in more formal settings, or when addressing someone you don't know well.
Pardonner
is the imperative form of the verb.
Pardonner.
To forgive.
Moi
is the object pronoun meaning me. So, literally, the sentence means, forgive me.
Pardonne-moi.
Forgive me. This is a simple and informal sentence expressing an apology.
Pardon
is the imperative form of the verb.
Pardonner.
To forgive. The imperative is used to give a command, but in this case, it's a polite request for forgiveness.
Moi
means me and is the object pronoun in this case, indicating who the forgiveness is directed towards. The exclamation point emphasizes the speaker's sincerity and urgency in seeking forgiveness.
Pardonne-moi.
Forgive me. This sentence is a simple imperative phrase, meaning it is a command or request.
Pardon
is the imperative form of the verb.
Pardonner,
meaning to forgive. In this case, it is conjugated in the second person singular, which means it is directed at a single person, you.
Moi
is the pronoun meaning me. It is used as the object of the verb. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands or requests. Second person singular. Refers to you when addressing one person. Object pronoun. Me is the object of the verb, receiving the action of forgiving.
Pardonne-nous.
Forgive us. This sentence is a simple imperative phrase in the plural form.
Pardon
is the imperative form of the verb.
Pardonner.
To forgive.
Nous
is the object pronoun, us. The phrase can also be understood as a formal request for forgiveness, used when addressing a higher authority or multiple people.
Achète-toi une vie.
This sentence translates to, buy yourself a life. This is a rude and dismissive statement that is often used to tell someone to stop interfering in other people's business, or to stop being annoying. Let's break down the grammar. Achète-toi, this is the imperative form of the verb.
Acheter.
To buy, conjugated in the second person singular. The
toi
affix is added to the verb stem to make it reflexive, meaning that the action of buying is directed back to the subject. Une vie, this is a feminine noun that means a life. The sentence is quite direct and forceful, and is often used in situations where someone is feeling frustrated or annoyed.
Art.
Come in. This is the imperative form of the verb.
Entrer.
Which means, to enter. The imperative form is used to give commands, or make requests.
Marche.
Walk. This is a very simple imperative verb.
Marche.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Marcher.
Which means, to walk, in English. Imperative verbs are used to give commands, or instructions, and in this case, it is simply telling someone to walk.
Avance.
Go forward. This is a simple imperative verb.
Avance
is the imperative form of the verb.
Avancer,
which means to move forward.
En route.
On the way. Breakdown.
Ah.
This is a preposition meaning, in, or, on.
Route.
This is a noun meaning, route, or, path. The phrase literally translates to, en route, but in this context, it is a more idiomatic expression meaning, on the way. It's a common phrase used when you are about to start or are currently engaged in a journey.
En avant.
Let's go. Or forward. This is an imperative sentence in French, meaning it is a command or instruction. The word
en
means in or on and is used here to indicate direction. The word
avant
means forward or ahead. So, the phrase
en avant
literally means in forward or on forward, which is then translated as let's go or forward. Déplace-toi. Move yourself. The sentence uses the
impératif,
imperative form of the verb
déplacer,
to move, which is used to give a command.
Déplace
is the imperative form of the verb
déplacer
in the second person singular.
Tu.
Toi is a reflexive pronoun meaning yourself. Therefore, déplace-toi means move yourself or move.
Déplacez-vous.
Move. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command or instruction. The verb is
déplacer,
which means move in the imperative form.
Vous
is the pronoun for you, plural. So, the literal translation is move yourselves. But in English we usually just say move.
En route.
On the way. This phrase is a simple and common way to indicate that you are traveling to a destination.
En
is a preposition meaning on or in.
En route
is a noun meaning route or path. Together, they mean on the way.
Va au lit.
Go to bed. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb
aller,
to go. In the imperative, the subject pronoun
tu,
you, is omitted.
Au lit
means to bed.
Au
is a preposition meaning to and
lit
means bed.
Au lit.
Get to bed. This is an imperative sentence, which means it's a command.
Au
is a preposition that means to or at in this context. It is used to indicate the destination of the verb.
Lit. Lit
is a noun that means bed. The combination of these two words,
au lit,
means in bed or to bed. The exclamation point adds a sense of urgency.
Allez au lit.
Go to bed. The sentence
allez au lit
literally translates to go to the bed.
Allez
is the imperative form of the verb aller, which means to go.
Or
is a contraction of aller, which means to the.
Lit
means bed.
Laisse tomber.
Let it go. The phrase
laisse tomber
is a colloquial expression in French that literally translates to let fall. In this context, it means give up, let go, or forget about it.
Laisse
is the imperative form of the verb
laisser,
to let, to leave.
Tomber
is the infinitive form of the verb
tomber,
to fall. This expression is often used to dismiss something that is annoying or bothersome, or to suggest that something is not worth worrying about.
Abandon.
Give up. The sentence is a simple imperative verb, the
abandon.
Verb is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command to give up.
So,
this means go out. The verb sortir.
Sortir
means to go out. In this case, it is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands. Sors.
Sors
is the second person singular form of the imperative, which means it is used to give a command to one person.
Sortez.
Go out. This is a very basic imperative verb meaning, go out.
Sortez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Sortir
meaning, to go out. It is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command, or an order. In this case, it is a formal command, as it is directed to you, plural, which could be you all, or you, formal.
Dégage.
The phrase means, get out, or scram. Breakdown. Dégage.
Dégage
is the imperative form of the verb, dégage.
Dégager,
which means, to get out, or, to leave. Imperative means that the verb is being used as a command. The, at the end of the verb is dropped in the imperative. Exclamation, this exclamation mark is a marker of strong emphasis, and urgency in this case. So, this sentence is a very direct, and forceful command for someone to leave.
Allez à l'extérieur.
Go outside. This sentence is a simple imperative, telling someone to go outside.
Allez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Allez.
To go, in the second person plural. This form is used to address multiple people.
A
is a preposition meaning, to, or, at.
L'extérieur
is a noun meaning, the outside. This is the masculine singular form of the noun. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used to give commands, or instructions. Second person plural, refers to multiple people. Prepositions, connect nouns, or pronouns to other words in a sentence.
Sortez d'ici.
Get out of here. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a direct command.
Sortez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Sortir.
To go out, conjugated for the second person plural, meaning, you all.
D'ici
is a prepositional phrase meaning, from here. This sentence directly commands the listener, S, to leave the current location.
Allez voir Tom.
Go see Tom. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command.
Allez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Allez.
To go. In the imperative, the subject pronoun.
Vous.
You, is understood.
Voir
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Voir.
To see. In this sentence, it follows the imperative verb, and forms a compound verb, meaning to go see.
Tom
is the name of the person being asked to be seen.
Va voir Tom.
Go see Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command, or request.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. In this context, it means, go.
Voir
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Voir.
To see. Here, it's used as an infinitive following the verb.
Aller.
To form a compound verb.
Allez voir.
Which means, to go see.
Tom
is the name of the person the speaker is instructing the listener to go see.
Mate chauffeur.
Go warm up. This sentence is an imperative sentence in the do form, meaning it's addressing one person directly. Let's break it down.
Va.
Colon, this is the verb, or the, to go, in the imperative form. The imperative form is used to give commands, or instructions.
De.
Colon, this is a contraction of de. The object pronoun for you. It's added to the verb to show that the action of warming up is directed towards the person being addressed.
Echauffer.
Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, echauffer, to warm up. The sentence is a short and simple command, making it very direct and forceful.
Allez-vous échauffer?
This means, warm up. Breakdown.
Allez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Allez.
To go, which in this case translates to go or get.
Vous
is the formal you in French, meaning the person being addressed is of a higher status, or it is someone you don't know well.
Échauffer
means to warm up, and is an infinitive. Therefore, the sentence means go warm up, or get warmed up.
Faites-vous plaisir.
Treat yourself. This is an informal imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Fait
is the second person plural, you all, of the verb faire, which means to do or to make. In this context, faire is used with the meaning of to give or to afford.
Vous
is the pronoun for you in the formal or plural form.
Plaisir
is a noun meaning pleasure or enjoyment. The phrase literally translates to make you pleasure, but in English we would say treat yourself.
Fais-toi plaisir.
This translates to treat yourself. Breakdown.
Fais-toi
is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do slash make, conjugated in the second person singular, followed by the reflexive pronoun.
Toi.
You. It means, do yourself.
Plaisir
is a noun meaning, pleasure. The sentence is essentially a command to the listener to do something that will bring them pleasure.
Il a cédé.
He yielded. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the masculine singular form of the verb céder.
Il
is the masculine singular pronoun for he.
A
is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the past tense.
Céder
is the past participle of the verb
céder,
to yield. The past participle of
céder
is invariable in this case, meaning it does not change based on gender or number.
Il céda.
He yielded. The verb
céda
is the past tense of the verb
céder,
meaning to yield or to give in. This sentence illustrates the use of the simple past tense in French, which is used to describe an action that occurred in the past, and is now finished.
Il a raccroché.
He hung up the phone. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the masculine singular pronoun, he.
A.
This is the third person singular present tense of the verb, avoir, to have. It acts as an auxiliary verb here in the past participle form.
Raccrocher.
This is the past participle of the verb, raccrocher, to hang up. It is used here in the compound past tense, along with the auxiliary verb, avoir. Key concepts. Compound past tense. This is a common tense used in French to talk about actions that happened in the past. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb, avoir, or être, to be, in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Auxiliary verbs. Auxiliary verbs like avoir or être are used to help form different verb tenses. They are essential for understanding French grammar.
Il raccrocha.
He hung up the phone. This sentence is in the
passé simple
tense, which is used for completed actions in the past.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he.
Raccrocha
is the past simple form of the verb
raccrocher,
which means to hang up the phone.
Il est DJ.
He is a DJ. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb
être
to be, conjugated in the third person singular form.
Est
DJ is a noun, a profession, so it is not capitalized in French.
Il a affaire.
He has things to do. Il.
Il.
Means he and is the subject pronoun.
A.
Is the contracted form of a.
A.
To and avoir.
Avoir.
To have, faire.
Faire
means to do and is the infinitive form of the verb. Here, the expression affaire,
affaire,
acts as a noun phrase meaning things to do. It's a common way to express the idea of having tasks or responsibilities.
Il est ici.
He is here. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb
être.
To be.
Il
is the subject pronoun, meaning he.
Est
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être
for the third person singular subject.
Ici
is an adverb meaning here.
Il est gentil.
He is kind. The sentence
il est gentil
is a very simple sentence in French. It uses the subject pronoun
il,
which means he, and the verb
être,
which means to be, the adjective
gentil,
which means kind, is modifying the subject
il. Il est fainéant.
He is lazy. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the pronoun, he. It is the subject of the sentence.
Est.
This is the third person singular form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense.
Fainéant.
This is an adjective meaning lazy. It is an adjective describing the subject, he. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, est, agrees in number, and person with the subject, il. Adjectives. Adjectives modify nouns, and are generally placed after the noun they describe.
Il est pauvre.
He is poor. Breakdown. Il.
Il.
This is the masculine singular pronoun for he. Est. This is the third person singular form of the verb, être, to be. Pauvre.
Pauvre.
This is an adjective meaning, poor. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, est, agrees in number, and person with the subject, il. Adjective agreement. The adjective, pauvre, agrees in gender and number with the noun that it modifies, which is implied, but would be homme or person, in this case.
Par.
This means, leave. The verb.
Par.
Is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands. It is the second person singular form of the verb.
Partir.
Which means, to leave.
Il est malade.
He is sick. This sentence is very simple, and uses the present tense of the verb.
Être.
To be, conjugated in the third person singular.
Il.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning, he.
Est.
Is the third person singular present tense conjugation of.
Être. Malade.
Is an adjective meaning, sick.
Il a réussi.
He succeeded. The sentence is in the past tense, and is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it states a fact. Il.
Il.
Is the third person singular masculine pronoun, and refers to, he. Is the third person singular masculine form of the auxiliary verb, avoir, which means, to have. In this sentence, it is used to form the past tense. Réussi.
Réussi.
Is the past participle of the verb, réussir, which means, to succeed. The past participle is used with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to form the past tense. Note. The past participle, réussi, agrees in gender and number with the subject, il, he.
Il réagit.
He reacts. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Il.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning, he.
Réagit.
Is the third person singular form of the verb, réagir, to react, in the present tense. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject plus verb.
Il a réagi.
He reacted. This sentence is simple and straightforward.
Il.
Is the subject pronoun, he.
A.
Is the auxiliary verb, to have, in the past tense, used with the past participle of the verb to form the perfect tense.
Réagir.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Réagir.
Which means, to react. Together, the sentence means, he reacted, indicating that he responded to something in a certain way.
Il est Suisse.
He is Swiss. Here's a breakdown of the sentence.
Il.
Is the third person singular pronoun for, he, or, it.
Est.
Is the third person singular present tense of the verb, être, to be.
Suisse.
Is a masculine adjective meaning, Swiss. This sentence uses the adjective form of the nationality, which is common in French. You could also say, il est de Suisse. He is from Switzerland, but the adjective form is much more common and natural.
Il est Helvète.
He is Swiss. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the third person singular form of the verb.
Être.
To be. The subject is.
Il.
He.
Helvète.
Is an adjective meaning Swiss, and it is functioning as a predicate adjective, modifying the subject.
Il est ruiné.
He is ruined. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be, conjugated in the third person singular present tense,
est,
followed by the past participle.
Ruiné.
Ruined. This construction indicates a state of being, meaning he is currently in a ruined state.
Il est fauché.
He is broke. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the masculine singular pronoun, meaning he. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb, être, to be.
Faucher.
This is an adjective meaning broke or without money. The sentence literally translates to he is broke.
Il est intelligent.
He is intelligent. This sentence uses the
il,
which means he in English.
Est
is the third person singular form of the verb to be.
Intelligent
is an adjective that describes the subject. The combination of
il est
is a simple way to make a statement about a person.
Vers le nord.
Towards the north. The phrase vers le nord means towards the north.
Vers
is a preposition meaning towards.
Le
is the definite article, meaning the.
Nord
is the noun meaning north. This is a simple prepositional phrase indicating direction.
Dirigez-vous vers le sud.
Head south. This sentence is a direct imperative, meaning it's a command.
Dirigez-vous
is the verb to direct oneself, conjugated in the formal imperative form, telling you to direct yourself.
Vers
means towards.
Le sud
means the south. The phrase literally translates to direct yourselves towards the south, but is more naturally translated as head south.
Dirige-toi vers le sud.
Head towards the south. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Dirige-toi
is the imperative form of the verb
diriger,
which means to direct or to head. The pronoun
toi,
you, is added to the verb stem to form the imperative.
Vers
means towards and is a preposition.
Le sud
is the noun south. Therefore, the complete sentence translates to head towards the south.
Il est ici.
He is here. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the third person singular form of the verb être.
Être.
Which means to be.
Il.
Il.
Is the pronoun for he, est.
Est.
Is the third person singular form of the verb être.
Être.
In the present tense. Ici.
Ici.
Means here. This sentence is a simple statement of fact, indicating that the person being referred to is physically present in the location where the speaker is.
Le voilà.
Here he is. The sentence is a simple present tense construction using the verb voilà, which is an irregular verb, and functions similarly to here is / here are. Breakdown. Le, this is the masculine definite article, which is equivalent to the.
Voilà,
this is the verb, voilà, which means, here is / here are. It is an irregular verb that acts as a way to introduce a person, or object.
Lui.
This is the masculine pronoun for him. The pronoun is in the object form, because it is the object of the verb, voilà. Key concepts. Verb, voilà, this verb is used to introduce someone or something and is similar to saying, here is / here are. It is always followed by a noun or pronoun. Definite articles like le, la, les, are used to refer to specific nouns. Object pronouns like lui, elle, le, are used when a noun is the object of a verb or preposition.
Donnez.
Here you go.
Donnez
is the informal imperative form of the verb
donner,
which means to hold, or to take. It is similar to the English, here you go, or take this.
Le voici.
Here he is.
Le
is the definite article, the in the masculine singular form.
Voici
is a formal, polite way of presenting someone or something. It literally means, here is / are.
Voilà.
That's it.
Voilà
is an interjection that means, there you go, or here you have it. It's often used to signal the completion of an action, or to hand someone something.
C'est parti.
Let's go. The sentence consists of two words.
C'est.
This is a contraction of.
Ce.
This, and.
Est.
Is.
Parti.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Partir.
To leave. In this context,
parti
is used in a way that signifies, we're off, or let's go. It's similar to the English phrase, let's get started.
On est parti.
We left. This sentence uses the
être
verb in the
passé composé.
A compound tense used to express completed actions in the past.
O
is the pronoun, we, in the subject position.
E
is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb.
Et
in the
passé composé. Parti
is the past participle of the verb.
Partir.
To leave, which is used with the auxiliary
être
when it refers to movement or change of state. The combination of the auxiliary
être
in the
passé composé
and the past participle
parti
conveys the idea that the action of leaving was completed in the past, and the speaker is now separate from that location.
Tiens-toi tranquille.
This means, be quiet. Or, keep quiet. Here is the breakdown.
Tiens
is the imperative form of the verb.
Tenir
meaning, to hold, or, to keep. In this case, it's used as a command.
Toi
is the object pronoun for you, in a familiar or informal context.
Tranquille
is an adjective meaning calm or quiet. The whole sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
tenir
with the object pronoun
toi
to create a command. Hold yourself quiet or keep yourself quiet, which translates to be quiet or keep quiet.
Tenez-vous tranquille.
This means, be quiet. Let's break it down.
Tenez.
This is the imperative form of the verb, tenir, which means, to hold. It is used here in the formal you, plural.
Vous.
This means, you, in this case it is formal plural.
Tranquille.
This means, quiet, or calm. It is used as an adjective here, modifying the noun, vous. So, the entire phrase is commanding someone, or multiple people, to be quiet.
Quelle absurdité!
What an absurdity! This is an exclamation expressing surprise, and disbelief. Breakdown.
Quelle
means, what, in this context, and it is used to express surprise, or disbelief.
Absurdité
means, absurdity, or nonsense. Key concept, the exclamation.
Quelle absurdité
expresses a strong negative reaction to something that the speaker finds illogical, or nonsensical.
comme c'est malin.
How clever.
Comme
is an adverb that means how or as and is often used in exclamations.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce,
this and
est
is
malin
is an adjective meaning clever or sly. This sentence is an exclamation expressing surprise and admiration at someone's cleverness.
Comme c'est astucieux.
That's clever.
Breakdown.
Comme. This is a conjunction meaning as,
like,
or how. It is used here to introduce a comparison.
C'est.
This is a contraction of
see,
this, and est,
is.
It means, it is.
Astucieux.
This is an adjective meaning clever,
shrewd,
or ingenious.
Key concepts.
Contractions. French often uses contractions like
c'est
to shorten common phrases.
Adjectives.
Adjectives in French agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this case,
astucieux
agrees with the implied subject,
it.
Quelle ingéniosité!
What ingenuity! This sentence expresses admiration for someone's cleverness or resourcefulness. Let's break it down.
Quelle!
This is the feminine singular form of the interrogative pronoun.
Quelle!
Meaning, what?
Ingéniosité!
This is the noun meaning, ingenuity. It's a feminine noun. Here's the breakdown.
Quelle.
What, plus.
Ingéniosité.
Ingenuity, equals what ingenuity. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the speaker's surprise and admiration.
Comment Tom va-t-il?
How is Tom? This sentence is asking about Tom's well-being. Let's break it down.
Comment
means how. It acts as an interrogative adverb, which means it introduces a question.
Va
is the third person singular form of the verb
aller,
which means to go. In this context, it's used in the present tense and translated as is going.
Te is
the third person singular pronoun, which stands for he or it. It is attached to the verb as a part of the conjugation. This is an example of a proclitic, which is a word that is attached to another word.
Il
is the subject pronoun for he, but it is dropped. The pronoun is optional when the subject is clear from the context.
Il
is the combination of
and il. That il
combines to form the present tense, third person singular form of to go or is going. In English, how is Tom going? Is a common way to ask about someone's well-being, but how is Tom? Is more common. So in this instance, the phrase
that il
implies well-being as opposed to movement.
Comment va Tom?
How is Tom? The sentence is a simple question asking about Tom's well-being. Let's break it down.
Comment?
This is the interrogative word meaning how in French. It is used to ask about someone's condition or state.
Va.
This is the third person singular form of the verb, aller, meaning, to go. In this context, it is used to mean, to be, or, to feel.
Tom.
This is the name of the person being asked about. The sentence structure is straightforward. Interrogative word plus verb plus subject. This is a typical structure for questions in French.
Comme c'est charmant.
How charming. This phrase is an exclamation expressing admiration or pleasure.
Comme
means how or as, expressing a degree of something.
C'est
is a contraction of C-E-S-T, meaning it is. This is a common contraction in French.
Charmant
means charming, which describes something delightful or attractive. The phrase literally translates to how it is charming. But in English, we would simply say how charming.
Quelle tragédie.
What a tragedy. This is a simple exclamation expressing sadness and shock.
Quelle
is the feminine singular form of the interrogative adjective.
Quelle.
What, which, used here to express emphasis.
Tragédie
is a noun meaning tragedy. Is an exclamation mark indicating strong emotion.
Comme c'est tragique.
How tragic. The sentence
comme c'est tragique
is an exclamation expressing sadness or regret. Let's break it down.
Comme.
This translates to how and is used here to emphasize the degree of tragedy.
C'est.
This is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning it is. C is the subject pronoun for it in this instance.
Tragique.
This means tragic and refers to something that causes great sadness or distress. The sentence expresses a strong emotional reaction to something that is considered to be very sad or unfortunate.